Zvachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4. Now the Mishnah discusses Chatas of Ketzed Haisen Asis. How do they actually go about doing the sacrificial procedure of the Chatas of? So you'll recall, I said there are three steps to it. There's the Malika, that's the killing of it. There's the Hazaya, the sprinkling of the blood. And then there's the Mitzui, the squeezing of the blood. We're going to walk through these things all now in the Mishnah very quickly. When it comes to the Malika, so just have the picture in your mind if you haven't got a picture in front of you. It's the bird is held in the left hand of the Kohen, okay? He's going to basically keep the two legs of the bird between his ring and pinky fingers, okay, the small two fingers. He's going to keep the two wings between his middle and index finger, okay? And then he's going to have the head of the bird sort of pinned down between his thumb and his index finger. So it's all held in one hand. It's very difficult of order to do. And then at the left hand. In the right hand, he's going to have his thumb on his right hand is going to have like a sharpened fingernail, and he's going to do malika. That means he's going to basically make an incision in the back of the neck, mul or po, behind the neck of the bird. He's going to sever it. He gets one of the simanim, either the veshet, which is the food pipe, the esophagus, or the kaneh, that's the windpipe, the trachea. One or the other he's going to sever, but not, and the Torah prohibits, to be mavdil, to actually separate the head from the body. That would be make the whole thing invalid. So he's killing it and severing one of the simanim, but not the whole head from the body. That's the first step, says the Mishnah inside. Hayamolek es rosha mimul orpa. He would do malika, inserting his thumbnail into the back of the neck of the bird, opposite the oref. Oref means the back of the head, back of the neck, I should say, like opposite the throat, like same letters as paro. Orpa, back of the neck. Okay, I can't get more than that right now, but that's the idea what an oref is. The anal mavdil, and he may not separate the head from the body, or he invalidated it. Umaze midama al kir mizbeach, and then he's going to sprinkle some of its blood onto the wall of the altar. Now here, it's just like a zevach, you have to have the blood coming directly from the neck of the slaughtered cow, goat, sheep into the klisharis directly. We're talking about having it fell on the floor first, it's puzzle. Here, there's not enough blood to go into a klisharis, so the blood has to go directly from the neck onto the mizbeach. How do you do that? So first, hazaya, mazeh, that means to sprinkle. So basically what happens is the Kohen will hold the bird, now a dead bird, with the incision on his neck, and sort of like with a kind of vigorous motion, move the bird down, which would cause like the blood to fling out, to spritz out on the wall. It has to be, again, ideal in the southwest wall. It has to, at all events, be above the yesod and below the red line. And that's where your mazeh on the kir mizbeach. Then shiare hadam, the leftover blood. Now there's not much, there's no blood in the cup here. It's just in the animal, but there's a little bit of left blood. So that, hayamismatze al yasod, that is squeezed onto the yasod. Now it sounds like it means you sort of squeeze the bird's neck onto the actual yasod, but that's not what happens. You're going to basically push the neck of the bird onto the wall, getting blood directly from the bird's neck, according to Rashi, you have to squeeze it out, whatever, onto the wall. Then it should be again on the wall above the yasod and will drip down towards the yasod. Says the Mishnah further, ein lemizbeach ele dama. The only portion of a chatas of that goes to the mizbeach is just the blood we described, the hazai and the mitzui. But there's no sacrificial parts, no emurim or the like on a chatas of. Instead, kula lakohanim, the kohanim get the entire bird for consumption, meaning at the end of the work day, I don't know, for lunchtime, whatever it is, they're going to eat those birds. At that point, it's food. So once the mitzui is done, the squeezing the blood. Now you could remove the head, of course, and cook it after you remove the feathers and that kind of stuff. All no problem. It's all eaten entirely by the Kohanim. No part other than the blood goes to be burned on the Mizbeach.